The Midwest is about ready to head into another winter storm as we get into late Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to see snow again, likely heavy, across portions of northern, northwest Missouri, southeastern areas of Nebraska, a large swath of Iowa, into Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and into the northern Great Lakes, parts of Minnesota as well in the south. Snow line will probably make it into central and northern areas of Indiana and Illinois. Likely going to be more of a rain-snow mix and more wet for central southern Illinois, central southern Indiana, and Ohio. Those areas could see as much as an inch or more of moisture out of this storm system, and this storm system will then head into New England by the weekend, causing winter weather there. So for the second week in a row, another Midwestern snow event is coming our way. We're hoping there won't be as much wind and blizzard conditions with this system as the last one. This will be more of a heavy, wet snowfall. Now let's head south of the equator and head into South America first. There's going to be some rain, some pretty good rain over some of the key growing areas of central and southeastern areas of Brazil. Far southern and southwest Brazil will have spotty rain, but a little bit below average. The best rain in Argentina will be in the central and northern growing areas. A little bit drier in the southern areas of Argentina. Temperatures in South America, the key growing areas of Brazil and Argentina, looking at near average temperatures, nothing too hot or too cold. In fire-stricken Australia, they've had rain and they've had some thunderstorms. Yes, there's been some severe weather, but that severe weather has brought rain to New South Wales and other areas of eastern Australia. And over the next week to 10 days, those far eastern areas of Australia, especially the north and northeast, will have the best chances for rain. That does include some of the fire areas, along with temperatures that aren't going to be as warm. So the problems in Australia are far from over, but the weather patterns have become more favorable for precipitation and temperatures that won't be quite as hot.